We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Lake Mills head boys basketball coach Kyle Menke. And, Coach, what's going to go back to December 20th at North Union, a much improved North Union squad. I know we've talked about that the last time we talked with you, that that it was going to be a good game for you guys coming up, and then you play that game on the 20th, and you're able to find the win 60-42. The Bulldogs look good that night.
Yeah, and you said it well. North Union, I think, is one of the teams in the area that is most improved, and I don't think it's a huge surprise to anybody who's been following basketball. They've a real nice junior class, and they've just been gradually getting better over the past few years. And we knew that was a big game on the road at their place, last game before Christmas break. You know, usually a game that that everybody gets up for. And yeah, our kids did a good job. We struggled early, fell behind in the first quarter. I think we're down by three, but had a really great second quarter. I know we really kind of turned things up defensively and moved the ball well, got some good looks from outside, and we were able to take the lead at halftime, and then kind of stretch things out in the second half to end up winning 60-42. And I was just very, very pleased to go into Christmas break with that road win. I thought the kids really executed our game plan well and did a good job defensively, and really nice to see such good balance scoring. We had Lance Helming with 18, Eli Mankey 16, Denton Kingland 13, Aiden Stemsrud 10, and those four guys have been our four top scorers throughout the year so far. And just nice to see quality contributions from all of them, and good solid road win at North Union.
I know, Coach, this will be slightly speculating, but, you know, North Union has had some pretty good wins to start this year, and then they come out and they lead you guys, as you mentioned, at the end of the first quarter, 12-9. Well, you guys kind of came back, and it's almost like you kind of popped the balloon a little bit there in the second quarter. You kind of you fought back, you took the lead. Do you think you kind of maybe sucked the air a little bit out of them and then get the momentum into halftime, and then your team has been dominant in the second half? Is that kind of kind of the key to the win there? You kind of just deflated them a little bit?
Yeah, I think we definitely, you know, we made a couple defensive adjustments, and the kids did a really good job of executing those things. And, you know, we're still, you know, building toward consistency, being able to put together four quality quarters of basketball. But, you know, North Union's got some good athletes and you know, a little bit of size inside. And, you know, they're going to be a handful for teams. Their success so far this year is, like I said before, is no surprise. And, you know, I think you said it well there. I think we just, you know, we were able to kind of establish control in the second quarter, particularly on the defensive end. And then that got us going on offense, and we were able to take control of the game.
And got to feel good getting that win there going into the Christmas break. Coach, of course, anytime you can you know, go into the Christmas break with an undefeated record, as you've been able to do for a couple of years now, it's got to feel good. Just kind of sum up that first stretch. We can't even say first half of the season, because we sure have not played half of the season yet, but kind of just summarize that first stretch run to the Christmas break.
Well, it was a fun December, you know, an interesting one with cancellations and, you know, no school days and early outs and late starts. So, you know, the kids, you know, and I would say the coaches too, I don't feel like we ever got into a great rhythm of, you know, practicing for multiple days in a row. And, you know, and then there were some games that were moved around, but, you know, it's just part of the deal, with high school basketball here in Iowa. You have to be ready for about anything, and I think our kids have done a good job with that. You know, we're trying to make the most of the practice time that we do get, and you know, we've had some challenges so far this year. You know, we've got some new faces that are, you know, still building confidence and stepping into new roles, and, you know, obviously a lot of quality players from last year's team to replace. But yeah, as a coaching staff, we're really happy with the kids. We love coaching these guys. We know that they're going to come to work every day and work to get better. And I would say December was a very successful month for us.
Coach, what do a team that's undefeated and having a good start to your season, what do you guys work on in the Christmas break when you have some time off?
Yeah, Christmas break, we've always talked about how that's one of the most important stretches of the year. You know, number one, you want to get quality attendance at the practices. And we know there's going to be times where kids have to be gone for different family events. But, you know, I thought our guys came back after a week break after the North Union game, and we really were able to get to work and focus on improvement in certain areas. And I just really like the way we practiced over break, and we had a good scrimmage in there as well. And I think hopefully the work that we put in is going to set us up for a good month of January here.
And Coach, you guys come out of the break, and it doesn't start very easy as the day after New Year's and pretty early game played there trying to beat Moreweather. You guys are playing Garner Hayfield Ventura on the afternoon of January 2nd, and a game that was fairly close through the first portions of the game. Of course, the final score, 77-54, looks a little bit more. Of course, GHV came out and had a huge second quarter after you guys had a five-point lead at the end of the first quarter. But it's really those third and those fourth quarters is we're going to talk with you a little bit more about in a bit. But you guys kind of just take the air out in the third and the fourth quarter, and you win 77-54.
Yeah, much better focus defensively, I thought, in the second half against Garner. And, you know, Garner, certainly one of the teams coming into the season that was a conference favorite. You know, I think there's a lot of teams this year that are have been putting themselves right in the mix. And they played really well in the first half. They hit some tough shots, and they were able to, break us down off the dribble a little bit more than what we would like. But to our kids' credit, we really stepped up our play in the second half. The second half of that Garner game was the best that we have played so far this season. We were able to outscore them 47-20 in the second half. And I just thought it was really, really excellent play from our guys on both ends of the floor. We were, moving the ball, getting out in transition, punching it inside to our big guys, hitting some timely three-pointers. It was just a really, really quality performance against a good Garner team. Lance Helming had his career high that night with 28 points and also 7 rebounds. He was able to just really get to his spots, and he just built up a lot of confidence with some really nice offensive moves and footwork and finishes. And it was just great to see him shooting the ball that way and scoring the ball. We had Aiden Stendrud had 13 points and 16 rebounds. Some Caleb Bacon-type numbers there. It's so great to see the development of him as a young sophomore for us. He's just such a hard-working kid, and love seeing the way that he's playing right now. Denton Kingland had 12 points and 8 assists. We're at our best when Denton is – making plays for us. If it's an open shot, or if it's finding somebody for a open three, or punching the ball inside to somebody, he's just had a really good year so far. We're going to continue to look for that out of him, just as a playmaker. Eli Mankey had 10 points and 5 rebounds, knocked down some timely threes for us in the second half there. Logan Bacon, 6 points, 4 assists. Alex Manis did a great job coming in off the bench with 5 points as well. So just really liked the way we played on Monday. Like you said, kind of an interesting game playing on a Monday during Christmas break there. But our kids were up to it, and we're able to pick up a good quality win.
And, Coach, with that victory, Your guys' next contest was supposed to be against North Iowa, though the Mother Nature says not so fast. And instead, your next game is last night against Forest City, and another game that you guys had at your place, and another rivalry matchup where I know we've talked about this in the past. You guys have gotten the best of the Indians now in five straight games, but you knew you were going to get Forest City's best shot, and Forest City really did give it to you a little bit, try to stay with you until that third and fourth quarter when you guys outscored them there in the second half, 31-16.
Yeah, again, not a surprise. I mean, Dan is always going to have his team ready to play. So we've been coaching against each other for so long that was no surprise there. We knew they were going to have a good plan, and their kids were going to be ready to go. And that's exactly what it was. And, you know, I thought our kids competed very well also. It was a very, very, you know, physical ball game. As you mentioned, a competitive first half there. We took a 27-22 lead going into halftime. And then, like you said also, the second half, we just get locked in a little bit better defensively on what needs to be done to establish control. We were able to limit the Indians to 16 points there in the second half, and then offensively, I really thought the key to the second half was the pace that Logan Bacon brought to the game. He only scored 2 points, but I think he was one of the most important players on the floor, just the way he was playing defense and rebounding the ball and pushing the ball in transition and dishing the ball off. He had 8 rebounds and 7 assists, and great to see that out of him. We need to continue to get guys out in transition, so that Logan can find them there. And we had Lance Helming led us with 20 last night. Aiden Stenzert had his second straight 16-rebound game. Just fantastic to see that. Aiden also had 15 points. And Eli Mankey had 11 points, eight of those coming in the second half. He was able to hit some big shots for us there. And Denton Kingland had 5, and Alex Manis had a real good game for us off the bench with 5. I thought he came in and brought some excellent energy to the team. You always know you're going to get your best effort from a Forest City team, and we certainly saw that last night, and our kids stepped up in the second half to get that 58-38 win.
And, Coach, another great environment for high school basketball. That's what makes it fun, too, with Forest City and Lake Mills. As it was kind of interesting. Of course, the two teams wrestled on Thursday, and then girls basketball and boys basketball on Friday. So you kind of got all the sports there in, and all three of them had incredible crowds. That's going to be a great environment for high school sports.
Yeah, I hope that's something that the kids don't take for granted. I mean, we do talk about that. It's so nice to be in communities like this, Lake Mills and Forest City, that support their young people participating in activities. And yeah, it's so much fun to be able to look up at both sides and see a packed gym and see the crowd getting into the game and the kids out on the floor competing hard. And you're so right about that. It's not something that happens everywhere, and it's something we talk to the kids about not taking for granted. So much fun to play in fun Friday night atmospheres like last night.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you for taking some time and talking with us here this morning, and we'll wish the Bulldogs the best of luck as you guys will turn around, and just like Forest City, you guys will turn around and play some basketball today. So best of luck to your team, and we'll talk to you again in the future.
Thank you, Zarin. I appreciate that.
That's Lake Mills head boys basketball coach Kyle Mankey.